My next guest, Dr. Marshall Carter Tripp, former director of the UTEP Centennial Museum and former president of the Border Museum Association, just doesn't know how to slow down. She is organizing, again, the 6th annual scavenger hunt. And tell me, how does a scavenger hunt work in a museum?
We have an entry form. This year we have 24 museums, including two in Waters, which is really quite exciting. And the museums in Las Cruces also involved. Pick up an entry form in any of these places, and there's a clue there. Some of the clues are actually too long to be on the entry form. We have one that is a two-verse poem, and that's at the reception desk where you go in and ask to see the clue, and that will tell you what to go look for. Then you come back, and the people at the desk will stamp your form, and you go on to visit the next museum.
So I basically, if I want to play... Now, this whole thing kicked off, actually, back on the weekend of International Museum Day. That was May 17th, and it goes through Sunday, July the 20th. So we still have time to play. A little bit of a disadvantage, perhaps, if we're getting a late start. But what is really the object of the game?
Well, the object for the museums is just to introduce people to their museums. You have to complete 10 clues in order to enter a drawing for a prize basket. If you complete 16 of the 24 clues, you will be in a drawing first for a really big prize basket, all kinds of things from the museum stores. Everybody who completes their form is going to get a little reward. A UTEP backpack, free ice cream cones, whatever appeals to them, just to say thank you for doing this. And the idea behind the clues is that you don't just go in the front door of the museum. You go and look around the museum and see things that maybe you had no idea existed in El Paso.
Yes, yes.
And Juarez and Las Cruces, excuse me.
Yeah, that's a lot of museums. I started looking at this list, and let's just do the El Paso area museums. We know the main ones, the El Paso Museum of Art, the El Paso Museum of History, and the El Paso Museum of Archaeology. Those are, I believe, the three city-owned museums.
Right.
Here at UTEP, we have...
the Rubin Center for the Visual Arts, which just opened a really fantastic exhibit. It was written up in the Times this weekend. The Centennial Museum with the Desert Gardens attached to it. And Heritage House, which is currently closed due to the transformation of the campus. You really can't get there, but it will reopen as soon as they finish with that. And that is the Museum of the History of UTEP. And down the street is the El Paso County Historical Society, which has quite a comprehensive collection of photographs and so forth of the history of El Paso.
We have the Chamizal National Memorial, which has a museum related to the national parks.
Mm-hmm.
El Paso Explorium, which has the Children's Museum there. The Holocaust Museum and Study Center, of course, all things related to the Holocaust. The International Museum of Art, which is on Montana, and the McGoffin Home. The National Border Patrol Museum and the Tech H2O Center.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about that one.
They have some interesting material out there. It's really more a learning center, but they have a number of exhibits, bilingual exhibits about water in the desert, and it's quite interesting. I would just say, for example, to come back to what you mentioned, the McGoffin Home, that's a state-supported. And it's the only historic home museum in the area. The International Museum of Art, that's the site of the original El Paso Museum of Art. And then when that museum moved downtown, the International continued with a group of volunteers. It has, for example, a gallery dedicated to the Mexican Revolution, including... a replica of what a house in Mexico would have looked like at the time.
Oh,
it's
yes.
really interesting. So
yes.
there are all sorts of little gems out there, and we haven't even finished with the full list.
Well, there's, of course, the War Eagles Air Museum in Santa Teresa, one of my favorites, with a tremendous number of beautifully maintained planes, most of which still fly. Los Portales Museum. Where is that? I didn't...
In San Elizario.
Oh, in San Eli. Okay.
And there are now three. There's the old El Paso County Jail, from which Billy the Kid escaped at one point, and just reopened this summer.
They have the Veterans Museum.
There's a Veterans Museum right down the street. And then Los Portales, which is a very nice museum about the area.
And I love Concordia Cemetery, which is on here. Now, where would one go at Concordia?
They do have people attending the gate during regular business hours.
Okay.
And they can direct you to some of the really interesting sections of that, including mm-hmm. the gunslingers and the buffalo soldiers. And technically, it can be considered a museum because it does have quite a nice collection of tombstones that they
Absolutely.
Very carefully maintain.
Yes.
And it's a remarkable place.
Oh, it's fascinating. I love they have the occasional ghost tours out there, which I think is a blast and
mm-hmm.
quite interesting. And you can get quite a history lesson just visiting the various gravestones. In Las Cruces, of course, the Brannigan Cultural Center, Las Cruces Museum of Art and of Nature and Science. We have a Las Cruces Railroad Museum
right.
and the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Museum, a beautiful structure. And then in Juarez?
The two that are in the scavenger hunt, the Museum of the Museo de la Revolución, the Revolution Museum, which some people may know as the old Customs House Museum.
Ah, yes, okay.
Changed its name when it began to focus on the revolution during that centennial, which lasts for a whole basically 10 years. And the brand new children's museum called the Tumbleweed or La Rodadora, which opened in, I believe, early 2014, and just a fantastic brand new thing with a 3D theater, all kinds of stuff, well worth a visit. They also have a fine art museum and an archaeology museum in
yes.
their side of the Chamizal.
Well, with 24 different locations, it would be very doable between now and July 20th, then, for the average individual or family, better yet, to get at least 10 correct answers and enter for these drawings. And where do we get the forms that we need to go to the museums and start?
Every museum that's participating, and you can also find this on visitelpaso.com, will have a supply of these entry forms.
Okay.
They are in both English or Spanish.
What a genius way to get people to turn out and really check out the museums.
And we should mention that the theme this year is Centennial Celebrations,
yes.
which focuses on, obviously, the centennial of UTEP. But, of course, New Mexico just had its own centennial, and one of the clues relates to that. And Mexico had its revolution centennial, which is still going on. So there are lots of hundreds out there to think about.
Oh, I thank you so much for coming in. My guest, Dr. Marshall Carter Tripp, former director of the UTEP Centennial Museum and former president of the Border Museum Association, telling us about the 6th annual scavenger hunt, the best way to explore the region's museums. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's been fun. A great pleasure.